Last time on Thornvale.
As you are flying over the trees, Bjorn, you suddenly feel sick. And Bjorn, I think you instinctively know that you are no longer a werewolf. The earth starts shaking underneath of your feet. That portal that wasn't open yet, it is open now. And then another large scaled draconic head starts to rise out and says, "It's a Hydra, get down!"
We are not ready to fight this thing.
Gee, you think?
He's through the outer walls, guys. We gotta go. And then you go to try to find your dad, and he is not there.
If we could distract it or something and just pull it away, like, I almost feel like that would be better. I think it's time that I call the council in.
Actually, I'm wondering if I can sprint beyond human limitations, like go faster, and then lift him up and run back.
It is the acid spitting version of the Hydra.
And a bit of acid ends up on the edge of your boat and you start taking on water. I've been staying at a flat on West.
Is it big enough for all of us?
I mean, it'll be a squeeze. Sammy, you see that there are actually two people on this beach, and one of their hands light up green. Welcome back to Thornvale. I'm looking forward to killing my players today. So I don't know about you.
What?
You're going to start it off like that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know, last time you were like, "Oh, don't worry, guys. I wouldn't try to kill you. Every situation, you know, you can get out of." And
I've
then you start this episode
said,
like this.
I have never said that I'm not trying to kill you. I am the characters
okay.
trying to kill you. I am not actively trying to kill you.
So,
but the characters are.
I think we need to pull back the curtain a bit. It's like super early in the morning for Susanna.
Which
and I think what we just heard was her true feelings coming out because she hasn't woken
yes.
up enough yet. So I think she's just trying to cover her butt now with whatever her excuse is.
No. It is true that like I'm not actively trying to murder you.
No,
but
just
everything
just
I play
side.
Is so, you know. Yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and get started in just a second, but first off, we are going to ask you to join us over on the Cast Junkie server. We have such a blast over there. We actually just did a fun, all right, hang on, let's talk about this for a second. So we did what we call Thornvale Plays, which is our monthly little gaming session that we do with our patrons, except last night, I didn't turn on my mic the entire game. And I didn't know because we didn't have anyone join us until the last end of the game. So that's how my
yeah.
week's been going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now the people who weren't able to make it won't ever get to know what happened because there's no record of it.
Yep. Sorry guys,
well,
you gotta join us next time for the live stream.
There's record of what me and Wesley said.
Yeah, you guys talked
you guys
a lot. It's just I had some really good quips. I guess the my puns were too powerful.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not what I remember.
Hey.
I mean, there's video evidence of what all your puns were, just not your like verbal responses
true.
To them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Also true.
Anyways. Let's go ahead and get started. If I remember right, you guys are on a beach, and there are two witches.
Yes, yes, there are.
Yep.
can we just have a happy thought like Peter Pan and wish them far, far away?
Yeah. Go ahead, Gormy. Use no.
Real quick, should we all just like state where we're at health wise to help us
think about that just because I don't want any of us to forget how hurt we are. Like, I don't want any of us to think we're full health and then go in there and get killed.
None of you are full of health.
No. I'm just...
I have...
It's been a while for us, so...
3 points and then I'm dead.
I only have 3 points, so I'm stable and can and have 5 hit points left.
I am... If my computer will move faster, it is a dinosaur. Come on.
You have 3 hit points. Or you have 3 harm.
Oh, okay.
You're also one away from leveling up. I'm the worst off. Great.
I know I am one away from leveling up.
All right. So, these two witches start to walk towards you guys, and one of them raises their hand and it begins to glow. What do you guys do?
I think Bjorn is going to whip out his assault rifle, which okay. has the tag area, which I assume means I could hit both of them in one attack.
I don't see why not.
So I think I'm going to try and just spray them with my assault rifle.
Just so you know, if you spray both of them, they may both get the chance to attack you.
Is that how that works?
I don't see why not.
Or does it count as one attack and I just get...
We'll see how it turns out.
Okay. I might be fine. I'm gonna go for it. We need to kill these jerks.
Roll me kick some ass.
Yeah.
These witches.
I haven't been hurt yeah. in this specific fight, so I don't have my
No.
What does not kill me yet. I might have it soon though.
Almost certainly.
That's a 7.
Okay, how much damage does your gun do?
3 harm.
3 harm. Alright. So you pull out your gun and just spray these guys. And because there's so many of you attacking them at once, I'm going to give somebody else a chance to attack first before I describe anything else. If that's what you guys want to do.
Sammy will throw a force blast at them as well.
Okay. Which one? There are two. There is a guy and a girl.
Let's go for the girl.
Okay.
I don't trust women.
That's witches.
To be fair, I'm not sure why Sammy trusts anyone at this point.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. She trusts her friends, right?
Very
she
nice.
She trusts her friends, though, right?
Mostly. All right, so that is a 10. Go ahead and give me, what is your extra effect?
Let's go with inflicting terrible harm for +1 harm. So that's going to do a total of 4 harm.
Oof. Oof. All right.
Ouch.
Yeah. Wow. See, that's why I wanted two of you to attack first.
Ah.
Because you murdered that one. Yeah, between the... I'd like to imagine, like, maybe one of the shots from the gun gets, like, lodged somewhere, and then you force blast, and it just goes right into the heart. And she drops down dead. The other one force blasts Bjorn instead. And Bjorn, you were going to take 3 points of harm.
Okay. Anything special about those points of harm or
nope.
just regular harm? Okay.
Just regular.
I am unstable.
He blasted you. He knocked you on your butt, of course. Henry.
With the one guy left now, I believe Henry, in the action of what's just happened, he's had the time to draw his own gun, so I believe he is going to try to fire.
Okay, go ahead and roll me another kick some ass.
All right. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's very bad. Oh, my God.
Around us and all of my family, you got 5 with using your gun?
I mean, I'm just going to say, I want to say that this bullet just goes far afield and hits nobody, and I take a hit for it, but
you level up,
he
right?
He shoots Sammy again.
I am very tempted to make your consequence not anything damage-related.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, I think that's what I'm going to do. So... You try to shoot this witch, the one that's left, warlock, I suppose, and you miss. And somehow, like, your gun just sounds so much louder than Bjorn's.
Oh my.
In the distance ahead of you, beyond the beach towards the road, you see blue lights light up.
Oh my gosh. No.
Who's next?
I guess Sammy will throw up another force blast really quick.
I thought you were going to say, I guess Sammy throws up. Which, I mean, fair at this point, but...
Fair, but... I mean, I am unstable, and I still have the Dreamweaver stuck to me, so...
Oh, right,
I mean,
yeah.
Bjorn's there, too. Like, I think Bjorn would still be in a shooting mood as well.
Well, okay, if you want to shoot him first, that's fine.
I think I'll shoot him first.
Okay. One of you roll me a kick some ass.
Well, I get a plus one now because I've taken damage.
Yes, you do.
Yay.
And that is an 11.
Nice. What do you want to
nice.
Do?
I want to inflict terrible harm, so that'll be 4 harm.
Okay. There's another pop, pop, pop as two of your bullets slam into this guy in the chest and he just drops like a rock.
Nice.
At which point, roll me a read a bad situation.
Yep. That is a 6.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
I see the blue lights, though. Like, how can I not recognize that that's a cop?
Can I help out? Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would think
okay.
so.
Seven.
Okay. So your help grants them plus one on the roll, but you expose yourself to trouble or danger. Huh.
Jeez.
Interesting. Andrew, what question do you want to ask me from Read a Bad Situation?
So I'm looking at the Read a Bad Situation questions, and the ones that I think stick out the most to me are, what's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed yet? And what's the best way to protect the victims? I'm trying to think about which of those makes the most sense. I think I would be like on the lookout for, is this safe yet? So I think the most... logical question kind of for where we're at right now. I think Bjorn would be thinking, are there any dangers we haven't noticed yet?
Okay. So as you...
Because we're like on the beach now, right? Like I'm assuming that like I'm like helping get people out of boats after we see these two witches dead and like assessing the situation. You know,
yes.
Like
so in the aftermath of this, Sammy, I want you to take 1 point of damage. First of all.
Okay.
And... Bjorn, you are starting to deal with... I think Sammy probably, like, drops down to a knee. Because, you know, yeah. Internal bleeding. Bjorn, you hear a sound behind you. And that sound is footsteps on the beach. And you turn around and you see two uniformed police officers walking towards you with guns drawn, yelling at you to get down on the ground.
Does Sammy see this?
I would assume so.
Bjorn is going to... raise his hands. He's going to say, this is Agent Olofsson. Talk to Captain Holland. She knows who I am.
And one of the officers just holds his gun up at you and says, get down to the ground.
How far away are they?
A good 20 feet away.
Sammy's going to throw up an earth wall.
I had the situation.
No,
all I had
sure?
to tell them was to come check my wallet.
No, it's fine. Go ahead and throw up your earth wall. Roll.
Oh, God. We're not in any situation to fight cops.
Weird, I guess.
Oh,
I just want
no.
them to go away.
I was going to make them go away without them knowing anything about us magically.
To be fair, Sammy is a bit delirious.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. They don't seem very friendly to Sammy at the moment.
Clearly.
I got a 12.
As a 12, how you throw people... up a good earth wall. So...
how many people we have in tow, right?
Yeah, well, they already saw me kill the witch, so...
I don't think they saw you kill the witches. I just think they heard gunshots.
Yeah, and they could see,
bodies.
You know, you guys holding guns and two dead people on the ground. From out of the beach erupts a wall of sand and earth. And these cops are on the other side of the wall now.
Is it a ring of earth or just a wall?
It's a long wall. What do you do now?
I bought us some time. Sammy says, like, weakly as she, like, tries to get back up off the ground.
Coughing blood.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm going to just take an aside as Andrew the player here. We needed to get off on this beach and not go to another beach to fight more witches. And now this beach is compromised. That was mostly because the cops were coming anyways, but...
Yeah.
What would Bjorn do? I just need to think.
How are the NPCs reacting to
everything? Yeah, that might flavor my decision.
Another bad situation for me.
Okay.
Are they getting back in the boats? Are they freaking out?
I got a 9.
Okay, ask me a question.
The best way to protect the victims, as in the NPCs that we have in tow? Okay.
So, to answer your first question about, like, how do they look, I think we can kind of use that to talk about how to protect them. But basically, several of them look terrified. Oliver looks pretty chill. Miguel and Stanley are just like, all right, yeah, this is fine. The entire Elise and co family are looking quite freaked out. Sammy's dad has woken up and is looking very freaked out. So the best way to protect them would probably be to convince them to move on with you, because there's a good chance right now that they don't.
Oh. That's a problem.
Oh my.
Bjorn, what you up to?
I've had all that time to think about it, and I'm still not sure. Because they've just seen magic, which is a problem, Sammy. And I just told them who I was. So I can't let them get away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me just wants to fly over that wall and try and mind wipe them, but that's not going to work out well. I'm unstable, and they'll probably kill me.
Hmm. Only if you fail. Mm-hmm.
I think, so what's running through my mind is telling Stanley to like help me. Well, he can't though, because he's like stiff is the best word I can think of. I forget his condition, but I almost need to ask Stanley to help me to incapacitate them and maybe mind wipe them, or incapacitate them so that Miguel can mind wipe them.
Why don't you just ask Henry?
That's true. The problem is I don't want to fight cops. Like, this is so easy. All I had to tell them to do was like check my wallet and explain like some kind of BS story about how they attacked us and I'm an agent for the government and stuff, and we would have gotten away, but...
I mean, you can certainly leave them with that memory if you want.
Yeah, but I have to get there and mind wipe them first, and there's two of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I can only mind wipe one of them at a time.
Yep.
All right. I guess I just resolved to it. I have to hope both me and Henry succeed on a weird roll. So I'm just going to say, I know it's metagaming a bit, but I think Bjorn would be thinking, hey, we have to mind wipe these guys. He's like, Henry, we got to make them forget this. And he flies over the wall to try and get one of them.
Okay.
Hopefully from quote-unquote ambush, because he's not going to be expecting a man to fly over the wall and jump on him and mind wipe him.
All right, I am actually not going to make you roll, because like you said, I don't think there would be any reason for someone to expect you to come up there. So I think you were able to get on top of one of these guys no problem. Henry, are you going to do the same?
I have one question, by the way. I know that my read a bad situation roll didn't count as being in combat, but is this really an extension of the first combat because they came at the end of it?
No.
No? Okay. So I'm not going to get any pluses on my roll? Because my weird is 0 now?
When you're acting on the answers of a read a bad situation, you get +1 ongoing.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, so
well, the information is relevant.
Then. Okay.
So you asked about what?
I asked, are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Yeah, so...
So...
Yeah.
Because I'm acting on the date. Okay, sweet. Yeah.
You still awesome. Get +1.
Cool.
You guys always forget that one.
I do always forget that one. That read a bad situation can make your rolls better.
So, Henry, are you doing the same thing?
In the absence of a better idea, I think he will.
Okay. So you guys both are able to jump over the top, fly up, and come down on top of these guys. Bjorn, make me a weird roll, please. Use some magic.
I got a 12.
Beautiful. Nice. Works success. Like you want it to. This guy is out for the count. Henry, right. You too.
That is a 9.
Okay.
Am I allowed to help out at all or no? Because I just hacked him.
Yes.
All right.
So tell me how.
Out. I'm going to help out by telling him the memory that we're trying to implant in their head.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell him, make them think that they just came upon these bodies already dead and we were never here.
Okay, roll help out.
And does this also get plus one or because we're still trying to stop the cops?
Yeah.
I think? Okay. That's a 13.
Nice.
Whoa.
All right. Henry gets a full 10. You don't take any negatives.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys have successfully stopped these guys from being a problem for the most part. Bjorn, you're going to take another point of damage, though.
Mm-hmm.
Blackout Society, welcome your two newest members.
Well, these were full successes, though.
Yeah,
so.
You guys got full successes.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, yeah, so.
I think Bjorn's going to try and, like, take charge of the situation. He's assessing, like, how everyone's doing. Like, he doesn't feel good. Sammy doesn't look good. Henry, you're not unstable, right?
No, I am not. I'm actually doing better than you two.
All right. So I think Bjorn's going to, like, kind of take the lead and be like, all right, everyone, we need to get somewhere safe now, and we need to get out of here. And he's going to start, like, looking at people. He's going to be like, Stanley, or wait, what was our plan again? Where were we going?
I think you were going to Oliver's apartment.
Yeah, we're going to right. Oliver's apartment.
Right.
Okay.
So he's going to be like, everyone, we're going to Oliver's place. Oliver, what's the fastest way there?
All right, and he gives you the instructions. So he lives downtown on West, and you guys go back towards downtown,
well,
I assume,
I wasn't
on
done yet.
Foot?
I was going to have me and Henry drag the cops into their cop car so they were out of the elements.
Okay, you can do that. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I'm not going to make you roll for that. Okay. That's fine. Doing anything with the bodies?
Well, we are on the beach. We could... We could just
throw them into the waves.
Well, you planted the memory that the cops found them, so I would probably let them be.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Bjorn, did you specifically plant the memory of Bjorn Olofsson talking to them?
No. The specific memory was they came upon two bodies dead on the beach, and that was it.
Okay.
While all the craziness was going on. So I assume they've seen the Hydra too, right? Or no?
And then you put them back in their cars?
Yeah.
To wake up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the memory is they just, like, drove up and saw the bodies. So, like, they drove up, saw the bodies, and then they just wake up in their car.
Okay. I'm just wondering why they're asleep in the car.
That's up for them to ascertain on their own.
Okay.
I think as long... Because I think I know, like... As long as we make them forget what really happened and we plant some kind of memory to explain what happened, they'll kind of reason it out on their own once they wake up and, you know, come up with whatever they need to make themselves understand what happened, you know?
Sure.
Once All we've right. taken the memory away.
That sounds fine. Sammy, are you collapsing the earth wall?
Yes.
Okay. You do that. Are you guys going to do any first aid before moving on to Oliver's house?
Yes. I think
if we have the time, yeah. I'd absolutely think so.
Because
yeah.
one of you is, like, two of you are, like, not stable at all.
I think we would ask for Miguel's help, too, but Bjorn is going to try and get himself first so that he can better heal.
Okay, go ahead and roll use magic. I am going to make one of you roll use magic just because it's not fair to
yeah.
heal you with Miguel all the time.
I am but 2 points from death.
Yeah.
I got a full success on myself, so I heal of 2 and I'm stable.
Okay. So Miguel can only heal 2 points.
Okay.
Which means that Sammy will still be unstable.
She's still unstable?
If you heal 2 points, you'll be at 4, right?
Well, how I have it marked, I have the last box checked from the Dreamweaver. Like, the actual last, like, dying
right.
box.
Okay. So you won't be unstable if he heals you 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that puts me down to 3 plus dying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're stable.
Yes.
All right, I think Bjorn's going to wait until we get to a more secure location to try and do some more first aid on everybody then.
Okay. So, you guys are heading back to Oliver's house on foot?
Yeah, I don't think we have any cars, so I guess we're walking.
Because my car would be on East Thornvale right now, I believe.
I think so.
Unless I'm missing something, we don't have a way to...
Well, Sammy's would be at, like, the docks, and we purposely didn't go to the docks because of all the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess they're going on foot.
Before you guys leave, the others in the group are looking rather scared. I think maybe Elise steps forward and says, "What just happened?" And she's looking at Sammy.
Of course.
What did you guys do to those cops?
Elise, listen, they're fine. We really need to get inside. There's witches after all of us, and we need to get somewhere safe.
I think Bjorn overhears this and says, "And then we'll tell you everything that we can that you need to know."
What exactly counts as safe when there's a freaking giant water monster in the harbor?
We just need to get somewhere where it can't get to us.
Roll manipulate someone.
Sammy's struggling because she is scared of the Hydra too.
Yeah.
I got an 8.
Eight. They'll do it if you do something for them right now to show them that you mean it. I love these because it usually I'm the one that's going, It's
Sammy,
fun to get to see you guys do it.
Sammy, like, pulls down the top, like, the collar of her shirt just a little bit so that they can see, like, the Dreamweaver that's still attached to her. And be like, "Listen, Elise, I literally went back in time to make sure that you all stayed alive. Please just listen to me."
And she just stares at that thing on your chest and she's like, she looks a little, like, faint, for lack of a better word. Like, she gets a little pale. She's like, "Okay, yeah.
I'm hoping that got everyone else in line, too."
Yep, all right. And she kind of gestures for everyone to follow her and you. So you guys hoof it into town. It's not very far. It's a small island, and you guys were at one of the local beaches, so it doesn't take you very long to get back into town. And it is, like, really late, but, like, everyone in town is up. Like, everyone is outside looking around. Everyone is talking to each other. No one much is, like, paying attention to you guys, because you're just more people that are walking along. But, like, the whole town has woken up from not only the earthquake of this rift opening up, but also there's a big water monster in the middle of the harbor.
Yeah.
Great.
At that island, which is a problem.
So, Bjorn, as we're going along through the crowd, just trying to get somewhere safe, I think he's trying to overhear and see what the general conversation is. Like, I'm sure everyone's talking about the water monster. I think he's trying to see if anyone's talking about flying things that people saw too or not.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me a read a bad situation.
Okay. I got a 5 on that.
Well, mark experience.
I did. Does anybody else think to do the same thing or just me?
Bjorn doesn't hear any talk about any...
All right, it's still not going to change his plan. Like, he's still going to tell the council that he saw people take video of them, so...
Yeah.
Maybe not up close, but they definitely saw people flying, so...
Yeah, I don't think that's what Sammy's worried about right now.
It does not take very long before you guys arrive at Oliver's building, and he leads you guys up the elevator to a pretty nice looking place. He opens up the door and you guys see this nicely furnished, like, flat apartment. And he walks in and says, "Well, mi casa su you casa."
I don't think you had to throw the word "you" in there, but very...
I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
It's mi casa su casa.
Is it Tsukasa?
Yeah.
Mikasa, yes, I believe so.
Tsukasa.
It might be Mikasa S. Tsukasa.
I think it's Mikasa S. Tsukasa.
Mikasa, whatever. He doesn't speak Spanish either, so he's guessing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Kind of
Sammy.
Go ahead.
Sammy and her dad are like bilingual, so I think they just kind of like tense up. Like, that's so bad.
Just like, look at this poor white boy.
Yeah.
I imagine Miguel does too.
Yeah, Miguel too. Yeah. He's Cuban.
And
it's,
we're
it's
all...
like all the Hispanics in the group just going, oh, no.
Yeah. No, please, no. Oh, by the way, I have a slot for Advanced 2 Basic, which I think I will do at a later time.
You should probably do it now so you can use it right away.
Yeah, go ahead and pick what those are. You don't have to tell me right this moment.
Well, my best is still sharp, and then my cool and charm are equal at 2, so...
Act Under Pressure would always be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
If you do Act Under Pressure and help out, then you could advance your 2 sharp, or your 2 cool moves and make that easy peasy.
All right, let's just make it simple. Yeah, I will advance the help out and Under Pressure.
Okay.
I think Bjorn was going to do something next, by the way.
What does Bjorn want to do?
I think as soon as we get everyone in the apartment, Bjorn's going to say, I need to go make another call. Do you got a room I can talk in, Oliver?
Oliver kind of looks around and then points at the bathroom.
Okay, so I head over to the bathroom and I call the council again.
Okay. What do you want to talk to the council about?
Do they say anything when they first pick up? Or?
Roll deal with the agency. So it's basically the same thing.
That is an 8.
So the council picks up and you hear a voice say, hello?
Hi, this is Gunnar Knutson again. I've got an update on the Thornvale situation.
Yes, we are mobilizing members to come join you soon.
Yeah, so the entire town is awake, and everybody sees the Hydra. And on top of that, there might have been people at the docks with phones out, and they potentially caught video of Dragon Knights flying through the sky. I don't think they got anything too definite, but I just needed to pass that on in case we have some kind of capability to stop that from spreading outside of Thornvale. But I just needed to pass on that the situation is a lot worse from a security perspective.
And you hear a long pause on the other end. And then the person comes back and says, Gunnar, I don't know how much we can change what happened here. There may not be much we can do, but we may be able to contain it and not make it any worse. But I need to know, have you contacted your agency?
I haven't yet. I needed to get to a secure location first. The Hydra took out our base. So we were fleeing first, and now I'm trying to deal with the contacting folks. Do
and
I have
you hear
permission?
Another long pause, and then you hear somebody say, it may be wise to let Hunter in on what's going on. And I mean everything. It wouldn't be the first time we've dealt with government agencies. There are those that know about us more than you would know.
So,
I know you have kept it secret for a long time, but I don't know if this is the time for that.
Oh my.
So Bjorn sits there in silence for a little bit as well, and he says, well, by the council's leave, with the forces we're up against, I think I have to agree this time. I think I need to come clean with my other superiors.
You have our permission. You are not, under any circumstances, allowed to tell them about the council. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
And then he just hangs up.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Wow, okay.
It's fine.
this is gonna be so fun.
Oh jeez. Okay. Well,
you guys want to talk about that for a second?
I think Bjorn is definitely gonna tell the other Dragon Knights first before he makes that call.
Okay. So you want to come out of the bathroom?
Yes. So he's gonna come out of the bathroom, and what's the situation like with the NPCs, with everyone else?
Yeah. So I think at this point, probably. Stanley is probably looking over Henry, trying to see if there's anything he can do. Miguel is probably busy dealing with Sammy. And, like, you can just see Miguel, like, running his hand down, like, the edge of Sammy's stomach. Just like, where's the internal bleeding? How can I fix it?
Has Sammy done anything about trying to see your mom yet, since we're in a more secure situation?
Not that you've told me. I will ask you, like, while this process is going on, what are the other two of you doing?
I was actually thinking about having Sammy try to see her mom.
Okay. Well, if you want to do that while Miguel is trying to find your internal bleeding, you can go ahead and do that. See another place.
Yeah. I think essentially what happens is, like, Miguel is, like, poking around on her side. And so she, like, sits up straight and kind of goes into, like, her meditation kind of pose to try and, like, zone out him poking her. And then she's like, well, I guess I should see if this whole thing worked. And she tries to observe another place or time to see her mom.
Okay, roll me, use magic.
It's a 7.
7, what's your glitch?
I think the only one that I can do is take the harm.
Again?
Because I don't want the other ones.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll take 1 point. I'll take 1 point of harm. It's fine.
She's being looked at as we speak, so.
Yeah. I'm unstable again, but it's fine.
Okay. So as you guys are doing this, I think, Sammy, you start to sit down and relax a little bit as Miguel is trying to find whatever internal bleeding you may have left. And he starts poking and prodding you, and you start to go into this meditative state, and you close your eyes, and in a couple of seconds you open them, and you are in downtown West Thornvale, where you actually are, but you are in a different part. You are down by the docks, and you see the face of your mother. And you see the bloody side of her head where they cut her ear off.
Oh.
And she's kind of like trying to hold. She's kind of like scratching the back of her head, like just trying to like keep that as hidden as possible. And she's like looking out over the water. And she can see the Hydra from where she's standing on the docks. And she's standing there with a group of other people just watching it. And she looks devastated.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
If we would have gone to the docks, I could have seen my mom.
But
she's okay.
She's okay. As you pull back from this vision, you feel a sharp pain in your side, and you hear Miguel start cursing. And you open up your eyes, and you can feel like wetness going down your side as Miguel like covers a new hole that sprouted in your side with his hand. He says, would you please hold still, Sammy? And then he pumps another 2 points of harm reduction back into you.
I was about to say.
Okay, I think during this whole thing, or maybe beforehand, I don't know, but even though Henry is not as hurt as the others, he is still hurt, so I would like to think that either after Sammy or before Sammy, doesn't matter, he would have gone to Miguel to see if he could be patched, and then he would have found the nearest couch and just knocked out.
Yeah, there are several like couches and cushions and stuff in here, and you see the younger kids, Elisa's siblings, are just kind of like playing with some cushions and just like flopped down. And I think at this point, Oliver has like set up the TV, and he's got one of those like old plug-in
like a plug and play?
Yeah, he's got like a one of those old plug and play, like a Atari type thing, and the kids are just like they're playing with it, but there's like he's only got like one, so they're just like sitting there playing it, and you can see like the oldest of them is just like really engrossed in it, and the other ones are how many kids are there?
There's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
The oldest is like sitting there like playing it, and the younger one is just like. What is this? Like, why are... But they're watching... Is it the older one is a boy or the younger one is... Are they both boys? Oh. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember.
It's Anna and Lorenzo. Anna's older. Lorenzo's the youngest.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I think Anna is sitting there, like, playing it, and Lorenzo is just, like, watching it, like, this is kind of boring, but also, like, oh, this is entertainment of some variety.
I think... I mean, just for flavor, if Henry had the energy, he would sit them down and explain exactly... What sort of treasure they have right there, but he doesn't have the image.
Yeah, so at this point, when you come out of this room, you mm-hmm. can see the two kids playing with the plug and play. You can see Miguel is finishing up with Sammy and just looking frustrated. As you walk out into the room, Sammy, you feel like you can feel that thing detach from your chest.
Uh-oh.
And then immediately try to, like, scurry out of your shirt.
Ooh. Catch it.
Bjorn, you can see this thing scurry out.
Oh, gosh. Wait, I don't know what to do. I don't have my knife. Didn't I drop my knife somewhere?
Yeah, you had to drop your knife.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to try and just, like, run over there and catch it with my claws and rend it.
Okay. We'll kick some ass real quick.
Are you serious?
Whoa!
I rolled a 4 plus 2. Can Sammy help out on that one at all? Can you help out on a kick some ass?
Sammy, can you help out?
I mean, it's in her shirt, so.
I think maybe her way of helping out is like trying to pin it to the ground until he gets there.
Okay.
So you can like it runs out and you try to like grab it with your hands or like stop it with your foot or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll me a help out.
A 9.
Okay. All right, Sammy, so you pin this thing to the ground, and Bjorn, you are able to slash at it. What are you going to do? How much damage do you do?
Oh, with my claws, yeah. I do... It's normal unarmed is 1, right?
Yeah.
So I do 2, because my claws only give me a +1.
Okay. Yeah, so you are able to slash at this thing. It is still kind of kicking, So, Sammy, you want to do something?
I guess. I'm trying to think if a force blast would make sense, like a very small one, like just the palm of my hand size, like concentrated on its head.
Yeah, you could totally do that.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, yeah, go ahead and use magic.
A 9.
Okay. Yeah, so I think this creature like tries to like whip around and like bite you or something with its little tiny mouth, but it isn't really able to. And you hold still and you like put your hand over top of it, and its head just goes. And Oliver turns around right as this commotion ends, and he goes, "Do you have any idea how much that carpet was?"
Sammy and just looks up at him apologetically. He's like, "I'm like, sorry,
Sammy. I'm renting this place." And he's just,
"I can pay for it. I have money."
And he turns around and opens up a shelf and says, "Wine, anyone? Would anyone like wine?
Please."
And you can see like Lorenzo turns around. And is like, me. And Elise just like kicks him in the shoulder from where she's sitting.
Yeah. I think Bjorn sees that and he says, "I could definitely use a glass, and honestly I need all of the adults minus what I would call Grandma Francesca.
And her dad.
Yeah.
I think he's okay with Elise coming. I think he's gonna be a little bit more quiet about it. He's like kind of looking at people like, "I need everyone to come around. I've got something to pass on."
And Oliver gets up and opens the door to his bedroom and says, "Why don't we go in here and let the little ones enjoy?"
I mean, Henry would not hear this unless someone wants to wake him up.
Yeah. Bjorn would wake him up and force him to come be part of the conversation.
Oh, no, he would want to be part of this conversation.
When I say force, I mean, like, wake him up from his nap. That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, I could just imagine it's, you know, the thing happens and he, you know, he's just like, oh, this is, like, oh what are we doing? Just, oh. And then he basically relays what he just said. He's like, all right. Oh, and he does that really slow sit up, like, first thing in the morning where...
Like me an hour ago.
Yeah, where your sleep space is literally the most comfortable place in the entire universe, yes. And you will give anything to stay there.
It's been Oliver's got a nice day, couch, guys. Too.
It has been a long day. Like, the last, like, 3 arcs have happened in, like, a day.
Yeah.
Yes. One of them twice over.
An end to the longest day might have to be the end of this arc.
Yeah.
When we get in the room, I think Bjorn's going to look at Oliver and just say... Oliver, could you stand at the door and just keep an eye on everyone else out there while also being part of this?
And he says, I think we can probably leave any points at Grandma Francesca, her in charge.
I just want to make sure that nobody bolts and he's looking at Sammy's dad.
I thought you were going to take it with you.
The dad?
Yeah. You said all the adults, so...
No, I don't want... Those 4 don't need to know about anything that's going on.
And he turns around and he just says, I think we're probably fine.
All right. Anyways, everyone, and we're, like, in the room, and I'm, like, cuddling everyone up. And I'm like, well, I just got off the phone with the Dragon Knight Council. At this point, I'm sure Elise is like, what the heck is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, Elise is just like, yeah. the what now?
Yeah, but Bjorn doesn't pause to explain. He says, we'll explain that later. The council is sending reinforcements. We're going to have more Dragon Knights to help us. But they don't think that they can contain the secret of Dragon Knights and monsters. And they've given me permission to bring in my agency.
And I think Henry turns to you and is like, wait a minute. You work for the council. What agency are you talking about?
So I just kind of assumed at this point that you all might have suspected exactly who I worked for, or at least that I worked for somebody. I work for the council. That is where my true allegiance lies, is with the Dragon Knights and protecting our people. But the council had me accept an offer to work with an organization in the U.S. government called Hunter. We, as the name implies, it's a longer title, but we hunt monsters and we stop them from entering the public sphere of knowledge, so to speak. We try to keep them secret and put them down before they can hurt anybody. So it falls in line with what I would want to do as a Dragon Knight to begin with. My organization does not know that I am a Dragon Knight, and the council just told me that I had permission to tell them what Dragon Knights are and that I am one, in order to get them to come help us.
Miguel and Stanley look, like, shocked at this. I think they're just, like, looking at each other alarmed, and then you see Stanley kind of, like, weigh things in his head and go, yeah, that makes sense. Just, like, grumbling about it. What does Henry say?
I think Henry is looking at Bjorn, and he's just like, I knew there was someone who didn't want me to do as I was doing. I never shared anything I shouldn't have, but there was always somebody. I knew it had to be the government, but to think it was... think they actually existed and you were their... you were their stooge. Oh.
And hold on a second. Bjorn's just looking kind of confused at this point. He's like, Wait, wait,
Henry's
wait.
Little conspiracy theorist mind is exploding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. like Bjorn kind of like takes umbrage with like the use of the word stooge, but he kind of looks past it. He's just like, hold on. What do you mean what you were doing? I don't know how you play into all this.
Well, if we're being honest and vulnerable and all that stuff right now, you may have heard of a certain online presence that couched monsters and other such phenomena as hoaxes and or curiosity, possibly in comparison with conspiracy.
It's the most roundabout way of explaining anything ever.
Yeah.
Like he's trying not to say it at all. I think, do you have more to say, or I think Bjorn might have a reaction to that.
Well, no, basically he is not used to telling this to anyone. So,
it is
hard for him to part with this information.
Yeah. But I think he said enough where the gears are starting to like click in Bjorn's mind, and he's like, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Are you telling me that you have a conspiracy theory channel on social media?
That's one word for it, I suppose.
Well,
I think.
And Bjorn
kind
of chuckles them. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think Sammy like scratches the back of her head and then like looks at the floor and she's like, I follow him on social media.
And I think Henry turns to Sammy and is like, wait a minute, are you and what's your handle on socials on
I have right decided now? On hypnotic suggestion of Pretty in Ink.
Okay.
I like that one. Yeah, that's a good
one. So Henry turns, and he's just like, wait. I mean, I have a fair amount of followers, but there's always one that seems to be. Are you? You're not Pretty in Ink, are you?
I think Sammy just like gets this big like toothy grin and just like. Like makes finger guns at him.
And I think he's kind of struck dumb for a moment, and then he just kind of steps up closer to her, and he looks at her, and he's just like, he's trying to resist a giant smile breaking out, because he's just like,
yeah, I think Sammy kind of like coughs because she remembers the situation and tries to look more serious.
Yeah,
I think at this point Oliver kind of steps forward and says, as fascinating as all of this is, I believe Bjorn was in the process of telling us about reinforcements.
Yeah, and Bjorn's flabbergasted face kind of goes away, because this whole time he's kind of just been like, what the heck has been going on that I didn't notice going on? Like, he's just like, and he just kind of shakes himself out of it. He's like, Oliver, he's just, yes, Oliver's right. We can... And he like shakes his head and like, we can figure all of that out later. I think something that'll make you feel good about yourself, Henry, is we thought you were a much older person, at least in their 20s. So we don't have any idea who you are, and I wouldn't out you anyways. Just I think I might need to talk to you later about what kind of content you share, but you might be fine. I just need to learn more about your channel, I guess. Important things first. I brought all of you in here because a lot's going to happen if I call in the agency. They have no idea that I've been working with people, so that's going to be a big deal to them that I've been lying. All I can do is hope that they will understand the circumstances and why I lied. We're also just kind of banking on them not trying to exterminate all of us Dragon Knights once they find out about us. So, I wanted to let all of you know first that this was an option, and I want to make that decision as a group before I do anything about it. do we want to bring the agency into all of this? And he's kind of like looking at the group. Do we want them to know about us? Or do we want to try and go with just the council? I think we need the agency's help to contain this, or we're going to have a lot more we're going to have a lot more people inquiring about Thornvale in the future.
Miguel speaks up and says, I don't see how we have much of a choice. I don't think we can defeat that thing alone. We need all the help we can get, and it's not going to be easy to suppress this.
Do any of the other NPCs or characters speak up to that?
Probably Stanley, probably just like, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I think Sammy kind of nods and is like, we need help. We can't handle this on our own.
And I think Henry looks at Bjorn and says, as attractive as the going out in a blaze of glory sounds in theory, I would vote against. To say nothing of the fact that I have my own reasons that I wish to continue living my life. Thank you very much.
Bjorn chuckles a bit at that. You and me both, kid.
And I think Oliver probably steps up and says, so when we have this backup that you have coming, what exactly are we going to do about the giant Hydra that has destroyed your base? And that conversation is going to have to happen next week.
No!